He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday, January the 19th edition of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I'm here with Barry Kite, our chartered financial analyst. We've had a pretty good week in the market, and we are up so far today. Although, it's a little bit tenuous. I wouldn't be surprised to see a little profit taking on this Friday, but right now, the Dow is up 46 points. Travelers having a big impact on the Dow. The Dow is at 37,515. The NASDAQ is up 52. The NASDAQ has had a really good week, especially the semiconductor stocks. The NASDAQ is up 54 right now to 15,109. The S&P is up 11 to 4792. That 4800 level has been resistance recently. That's where the S&P has been stalling out, going sideways. It's 8 points away from that right now. The Russell 2000 is on the downside. I got to believe interest rates are up. Small caps very sensitive to interest rates. The Russell is down 28 basis points. Crude oil is up 63 cents to 74.71. We have gold up $10 to 20.31. And the 10-year, it's up 3 basis points to 4.17% now. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I'm here with Barry Kite, our chartered financial analyst. We had a melt-up yesterday in the market, and I'm going to pretty much thank Taiwan Semiconductor for that big melt-up in the market yesterday. Barry,
yeah,
the chip stocks.
Thanks for the boost.
Man, those chip stocks have had a big week. AMD's been hitting new highs. NVIDIA's been hitting new highs. ASM Lithography had a huge day yesterday. Taiwan Semiconductor had a huge day yesterday.
You referenced SMCI this morning, up 24% at the moment.
24? Wow, yeah, it was up 10 just a minute ago.
Yes,
wow.
So.
Well, that's one we own. I was going to say the other big driving force in the market this week has been AI. Artificial intelligence, especially coming out of the World Economic Forum, the WEC, talking about AI, and Barry just mentioned the stock of the day, and we do own it in our emerging growth portfolio. You're right, it's up 25%, $79 per share today. We actually have some clients that work there at Super Micro Computer. And what do they do? Well, they're tied into that AI space.
On the server side.
On the server side. And I read also, well, we'll get to that, about the billions of dollars that Meta and Google are spending on not only NVIDIA chips, but also on servers throughout Europe that they can handle those chips. So, yeah, you had a big melt-up in the market yesterday. The Dow was up 200. The NASDAQ was up 200 yesterday. And even despite rising interest rates. They went up. You're up to 4.17 now.
Yeah, highest that they've been in so far in 2024.
Wow. You know, we were expecting them to go down. But instead, what happens, we're getting better than expected economic reports, especially in the jobs market, where yesterday you had initial jobless claims drop to the lowest level since June of 2022. And that indicates that there's still upwards pressure on wages, which is inflationary, and that's why you're seeing interest rates go up. But at the same time, you know, that soft landing seems to be all but in the bank right now with the interest rates drifting up, all the hikes that the Fed did, and still did not put us into a recession, which is usually what happens when the Fed goes on such a tirade like they went on last year. So anyways, earnings are coming in. This has been kind of a light week. The first 2 weeks are mostly banks. And we don't own any banks whatsoever, but we watch those earnings because they're a big part of the S&P 500 and the Dow. The financials make up about 15% of the overall market. The biggest winner of the week from an earnings standpoint would have to be Fastenal, the nuts and bolts company. The loser of the week would have to be Humana, which, you know, that's not good news, really, because the healthcare
too. Yeah,
the healthcare sector is a big sector of the market. It seems to be one of the most troubled sector, with just out of control cost that they can't do a lot to manage. You know, they can't lower the cost. It's all they can do is raise the premiums, and I think their hands are bound a little bit there too. So, anyways, it has not been a good week for the managed care companies. And I think one other takeaway from this week is don't expect a rate cut in the springtime. You had Europe weighing in. They say maybe summer. Now Atlanta Fed's Rafael Bostic sees the first rate cut in Q3. Q3 begins in September.
Yeah, still half of the market, when I'm looking at the CME futures, half of the market is still still assuming a 25 basis point cut in March, which that number was significantly higher. I think it was around 80% at the beginning of the year. I had it written,
yeah,
had it written down here somewhere, but down to 50 now. So we'll see how low we'll keep a track of that and see how closer it goes to zero as we get to March.
Q3 actually begins on July 1st, right? Yeah, July 1st.
Yeah, yeah.
I was off by 3 months, but still, okay. Sometime in Q3, you're talking late summer.
Which is way further out than the market was predicting. I mean, I look at the June contract in terms of the Fed rate, and literally 0.2%. So almost no one has a current level of rates. Everything is a drop from there. So,
yes. Okay. So,
we'll
but
see.
Anyways, I mean, the market seems to be dealing with, rates drifting up here to 4.17. It hasn't hurt the NASDAQ at all, which has been charging forward. You know why? Because at the end of the day, earnings play such a big role in all of this. And earnings and expectations have been revised higher. You've seen massive upgrades to target prices. Who was it that got them? It was AMD. They got two or three.
Yeah.
Massive target price hikes.
Yeah, and stock-specific performance has been impressive. I mean, if we just look at your portfolios, Bill, and compared to the market, at least, the first couple weeks of the market, some significant alpha there. So
and a lot of
be in the right places.
Yeah. I've been noting the breakouts in the market to new highs. That's still continuing. Well, Bank of America said this is still a buy-the-dip market. So any kind of a dip, which it has been a buy-the-dip market. Last year was definitely a buy-the-dip market. The year before was not. It was sell, any kind of rally in the market because the market was trending lower.
Three different bottoms in 2022.
Exactly. When you have a market that's trending lower and you're getting lower bottoms each time, you don't want to buy those sell-offs in the market. And when you get a little bounce and a rally, you want to sell into those rallies. And that's pretty much explains and was the pattern in 2022. Last year was totally opposite. Buy the dips, every dip. And so far, it's been the pattern this year, 2024. Now, The bucks, where is Zuckerberg spending his money these days? Well, 4 years ago, he was spending it in the presidential race. Zuckerbucks, they called them.
And then a year later, he's spending in the metaverse.
In the metaverse, lost in the metaverse. Now he's spending billions of dollars on NVIDIA chips designed for data centers. Okay, that's a big, big word with AI, our data centers. You know, basically, AI is taking a look at everything that's ever been on the internet to kind of come up with the consensus, right? That takes a lot of data centers to store all of that, a lot of cloud space.
You need a lot of computing power to run those large language models.
And that's where Super Microcomputer, SMCI, comes in, a leading data center stock that we discovered quite some time ago. It is the stock of the day right now, up 27% or $85 per share. Yahoo! We'll be right back. Back here to the second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show. For me, the quote of the week came out of the World Economic Forum. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman announced that coming products are going to make a lot of people uncomfortable due to quite a lot of individual customization that can result in different answers based on values or user location. Well, you can argue that in your next time you take a test, Barry.
Sounds like opinion is what I would call that.
Say my value showed that this is the answer, not the one that the textbook says. But anyways, it's an interesting space, that artificial intelligence space.
One of the interesting things he said is basically we're going to have four people, one person doing four different jobs. Right, he's like it'll allow you to do one person to have four different jobs. So, which was fairly interesting, and it's really big. I mean, and you've already seen kind of where have we seen gains from the beginning, right? Versus you writing a song about South Carolina, right? That's fun, but from a productive standpoint, I've seen. It's on the coding front. I've seen some stats in terms of, how from a coding standpoint, how fast and more productive software engineers have been with using some of the software. I saw where some new younger coders, right, out of school engineers who are once they've used it, they're like, I don't think I could ever code without it, right? And so there's some interesting things on the software front, particularly the software security, right, is where I've seen some big productivity gains. But it remains to be seen how it's all going
It's only going to get bigger and balloon and grow. Google's investing $1 billion in the UK data center to help boost AI innovation. That's over in the UK. A 33-acre site will create construction and technical jobs for the local community. Once complete, this investment will bring crucial compute capacity to businesses across the UK, supporting AI innovation and helping to ensure reliable digital services to Google Cloud customer. So there's a lot of money being spent. It's kind of the gold rush right now, and that leads right to the next story. Super Microcomputer bumps up quarterly guidance.
It's almost like their NVIDIA. It's almost like the NVIDIA story that he wrote about in terms of their raising guidance. I mean, I think they rose their next quarterly earnings on the bottom line in terms of their bottom of their range by like 23%. So
wow,
for one quarter.
And that also, you know, just is another more proof that stocks trade on earnings expectations.
Yeah.
Those earnings aren't here yet. They just said they're coming in the future.
Yeah, and not that far away. That's the other trick, next quarter. So
and boom goes the stock.
Yes.
Immediately.
Raising 22%, and they're raising their revenue forecast just for the next quarter by 33%.
And that expectation has already been priced into the stock as it's hitting $400 per share. It's up 28% or $88 per share.
Priced in as we speak.
Yeah, I have to just put in a little bit of plug. The emerging growth portfolio has been a very difficult place to be over the last several years because small caps and micro caps have underperformed. This year, that is our best performing portfolio.
What Taste? We had, you know, Taste was a big had a big bounce, and then of course Super Micro having a big bounce. And I think I missed another one. I'm trying to think what the other one was.
Well, Deckers Outdoor continues to do well with their Hoka shoe, and don't forget Little Oscar. Oscar's up 93% since we bought it. Oscar is the CEO of Aetna.
Yeah, right.
And he took on the CEO job at Oscar. And then Taste is up 127%. Yeah, this is the one I have the most fun with. In fact, I have to. My Roth IRA is invested in the emerging growth portfolio. So it's having a good day because I also own SMCI. And even though it's underperformed the S&P 500 over the last few years, that's just because that space has. You know, the Russell 2000 over the last 5 years has averaged about 4 or 5% a year. That's it. While the S&P's averaged more like 11 or 12% per year. But I said at the beginning of the year, I think you're going to see a little bit more performance out of the smaller stocks. You still have to pick the right ones, but SMCI is your stock of the day. It was increasing guidance as it saw a strong market and end customer demand for its rack scale AI and total IT solutions. Now, my second quote of the day or commentary coming out of the World Economic Forum was from Jamie Dimon. JP Morgan.
He had some things to say.
He did.
He
He's getting a $36 million pay package. Okay, and that's a nice little stipend. You know that he cashes his paycheck at the liquor store every Saturday down the street. You know, $36 million divided by what 52? Is that 700 grand? I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
70
not,
grand a week
not
or
bad.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah,
not a bad deal. But he chided the World Economic Forum. He's not a big Trump fan, okay, as an individual. But he defended Trump saying, you know, look, Trump's been right about all of this stuff.
Policies and the stuff, yeah, what he talked about in terms of NATO and a lot of those particular policies.
And he was basically telling them, you know, the two sides should really talk to each other and get along instead of just completely ignoring each other's ideas. And, you know, that took a lot of courage for Jamie Dimon. I mean, that's a hostile environment, I would think.
And some stuff you had to say about China as well. In terms of it, you know, almost basically saying it's tough, it's almost uninvestable, meaning it's very, you know, folks are literally scared to invest.
Same thing. I wouldn't invest a penny in China until something happens, but I don't think anything's going to happen. I don't see any improvement coming anytime soon. But anyways, maybe Jamie Dimon is a VP candidate. Imagine that would be quite a deal. He's considered one of the best CEOs in the business, definitely in the financial and banking sector. So who knows if he has any political aspirations. Lilly and Novo Nordisk raising prices. You know, I'm starting to see billboards. I'm starting to hear all kinds of buzz. Hollywood
commercials. I've seen a couple commercials recently of the new one. You know, the Zeppo is what they call it.
Zeppo.
Yeah, that's what I've heard it called.
There's still the knockoffs out there, and I've seen billboards for knockoffs. Mongero's price, $1,070 for a one-month supply versus Ozempic, $970 a month for 1 month. So basically $1,000 a month to lose weight. Well, how much did it cost to put the weight on? I don't know. And what are the health benefits? We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. Thank you for tuning in to today's Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show. I put several hours of research in during the wee hours of the morning each day to bring you the very best cutting-edge stories that I can. To get 2 free weeks of my newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com. To talk to us about our fee-based only money management services, call us at 855-611-BEST. Now, back to the second half of the show. Back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now, or the final second half of Best Stocks Now show. It's been a long week, Barry. There has been
lots
so
of
much
information
news in the market this past week, and you know what? Next week's going to be worse because the earnings, the spigot, they're going to open the spigot, the floodgates of earnings will start flowing next week, and today I'll be updating, where we're at so far. I'm going to guess about 15% of the companies in the S&P 500 have now reported. We were off to a slow start, but those first few weeks are mostly banks and whatnot, and still, I mean, they play a big role in the S&P 500.
Important, just not as they're just not as fun to read through those earnings reports as the as some
Citigroup.
Of the others.
You know, Bank of America. Well, anyways, the Nasdaq's up 60 right now. The Dow's up 50. We've had a very good week in the market.
And next week will be interesting too. The back half in terms of economic info, we get the first fourth quarter GDP number on Thursday. We get of course weekly jobless claims again, and then Friday we get the old PCE core PCE inflation index.
Okay,
so that'll be
that's
fun.
That's going to have a lot to do with the future of the market. Well, Novo Nordisk says price changes are due to market conditions and inflation. In other words, their drug is in demand. And Lilly says that they're raising prices based on the drug's value, see, efficacy, and safety. So they feel like, you know, they can get away with it. In the meantime, a Senate panel is considering subpoenas for Johnson & Johnson and Merck for raising their prices on some of their drugs. Maybe they'll go after the two weight loss drug companies also.
Well, Johnson probably had to raise their price on some of their drugs to pay for some of their baby powder lawsuits.
Yeah, a lot of litigation over there at Johnson and Johnson. Now, we always talk about our big winners. We have one that's underwater a little bit here today. Celsius got a downgrade today. Yeah. Well, there's nothing we can do about that. It's down 8.8% today. Bank of America. Who listens to Bank of America? They pull their bull rating on Celsius Holding.
What did they pull it to? It's like when they say pull, I was reading that headline. It's like, do they just get rid of the rating completely? Or is it a real downgrade?
Yeah, they lowered they pulled the buy rating. Now, it doesn't say where it's at now. Yeah. No, neutral. Now they're neutral.
Okay.
All right. And they have a target price of 65. It's at 54. This stock, from an IPO and standing start in 2018 at $1 per share, that's where Celsius came public with their own brand of energy drinks, taking on a very crowded marketplace, and now it's $54 per share. It's been as high as $68 per share. It's in the energy drink capital of the world in Boca Raton, Florida, is where we got Celsius from. Monster came from Riverside, Southern California, and Pepsi's got a big stake in Celsius. So, anyways, that gets a downgrade. So that causes the stock. Now, Celsius didn't lower their projections, but these big companies, some of them have a lot of clout, these big wirehouse firms, and they'll go up or down based on an upgrade or a downgrade. That's what you have here with now.
And consumer taste, by the way, it's interesting. Like, I'll walk through the grocery store with our 11 and 9-year old. It can't get the, it's hard to get the 17 year old to go to the grocery store with you. But the 11 and 9, and they, we go down the sports drink aisle, right? And they, at one point, you know, Prime was this, you know, big thing. It was sold out everywhere. They're just, it's just so funny because they you know, they want the hydration for their, you know, to go play soccer, right? Like,
it's gonna
make a difference. Kind of like, you know, kind of like when we used to get new shoes and you felt like it made you run faster, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But they look at the, now they look at the shelf and it's, you know, filled with Prime where it used to be like, you know, hard to get. And they look at it and they're like, no one likes Prime anymore. It's because they, I'm like, what makes you say that? And they're like, because the shelves are filled up. I'm like, well, they could have just increased supply. And, and then they're like, no, no one likes it anymore. I'm like, and they just move on to, they move on to some other new hydration one. I'm like, you guys are crazy.
Those fads come and go. I was always a Gatorade guy myself for hydration back in the day.
It's still, it's still on the shelf for sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now, another good industry right now, I've noticed big action. People are vacationing. Marriott, massive breakout. Marriott's been on my radar. I mean, look, it's one of the best hotel chains in the world, if not the best. Well-run. Marriott broke out to a new high this past week.
Something for everyone in terms of all the different brands they got.
Yeah. I mean, I've had at about 75-80% upside potential. Now, when I actually bought a hotel stock, I chose another one, but I could have easily have bought Marriott at the time. Now, Hyatt today is saying they're having a record year of deal signing. So those are kind of the big three. Hyatt, Marriott, and Hilton are the big three. And those stocks are doing really, really well. Now, that's a pretty good indicator of the economy also. And the consumer in the economy. People are going on vacation. They're flying. They're booking hotel rooms. Uber has been a good performing stock. Now, on the other side of the street, Macy's cuts 13% of their corporate staff. Closing another 5 stores. No, you want to own stocks that are opening stores and hiring, not closing stores and laying off. That has been a trend at Macy's for a long, long time. They're closing 2 more stores in California, one in Arlington, Virginia, one in Lihue, Hawaii, and Tallahassee, Florida, closing more Macy's stores. Wayfair. There's another one that, you know what? Wayfair and the other one, it's now called
Overstock?
Beyond.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Overstock. They've never made a profit. I don't know if they just don't do the volume that Amazon does, but both these companies have been losing money. For quite some time. Wayfair maybe might make 18 cents this year. It's a cutthroat.
And the amount of revenue. Look at the amount of revenue they do and only making 18 cents, right?
$12 billion a year in sales. What if you had a little restaurant that did $12 billion a year and you couldn't make any money on that?
Yeah, that's a tough way to make 18 cents a share.
Yes, very difficult. And last year they lost $1.15. The year before that, $7.71. So as a result, you got to cut expenses. They're reducing their global workforce by 13%. Now the stock is up on that news. It's up 11%. But, you know, you're up against Amazon. That is the elephant in the room. Travelers, I'm going to call the co-stock of the day, because, it's not a little AI exciting stock like Super Microcomputer, SMCI, But Travelers is having a big day today. It's up 5%. It's been a good year and last year for insurance stocks, which are about as boring as you can get. But they're doing very well. It's a good interest rate environment for them. They're making a lot of money on their reserves. I guess we haven't had any catastrophic losses.
Yeah, I'm trying to think back. Hurricane season this year, I guess, overall was pretty fairly quiet. Yeah.
So Travelers, very good report today, breaking out to a new all-time high at $47 billion out of New York. I thought they were out of Minnesota, New York. New York is where Travelers is headquartered.
I just always remember the umbrella commercials that they would play on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Okay, and last but not least, well, Schlumberger. This has been a poor year so far for the energy stocks and the energy patch. And I don't see it getting any better anytime soon. It would have to take some kind of massive disruption or demand coming back from China. In the meantime, these stocks like Halliburton and the Drillers and Schlumberger, they've been big, big laggards in the market, and I don't see any catalyst right now to get them going. So it's an area that we have zero exposure to at the current time. I bet you're supposed to be diversified and own every little sector in the market. Well, I think you have to be a little bit more tactical than that. We'll be right back. Final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show. A lot of stocks breaking out to new highs today, and a lot of them aren't stocks that we talk about all that much, but it should be noted. I'm just going to mention a few of these stocks. Look at the chart of IBM today. IBM is breaking out to a new 52-week high today. It's up 2%. Maybe there's some AI coming there to IBM. They need to get some kind of artificial intelligence announcement, program, something going.
I thought they were the first with Watson, remember?
You would think so. Way back when, ask Watson on anything.
Yeah.
That stock is breaking out to a new 52-week high. We already mentioned Travelers, which is breaking out to a new 52-week high. A companion stock to Travelers, Chubb, CB, is breaking out to a new 52-week high as the insurance stocks. Nice. We do own a few insurance stocks.
Nice to get some breath back into the market
yes.
a little bit, right?
These are non-tech stocks. Now back to tech, Salesforce is breaking out to a new 52-week high. Salesforce is up 1.1%. Look at Visa today. The symbol is V. It's breaking out to a new all-time high. All-time
wow.
high.
That one snuck back up.
It's a half a trillion now. Yeah. Visa is breaking out today. Microsoft, which I believe is surpassed, well, it's day-to-day. Microsoft is breaking out to a new all-time high today. It's $2.93 trillion, and Apple is $2.95 trillion. So they're like neck and neck coming down the stretch. It's the head bob, whoever hits the wire with the bob of the head.
Well, we own Microsoft, so I'm okay if that race keeps going.
Yes. PayPal is breaking out today, which is kind of surprising. That's a big breakout on PayPal. That's a very good, powerful chart. It's up 4.3%, PYPL. An old favorite of mine from San Diego, Qualcomm, is breaking out. Of course, Qualcomm's not there anymore. Qualcomm Stadium is gone, and so the team that played in that stadium, which I watched many times, the San Diego Chargers.
The team that not, will
the
not
LA
be mentioned.
Chargers.
Right.
Qualcomm is breaking out to a new 52-week high. Powerful move on Qualcomm. Outstanding week for the chip stocks. How about Broadcom? Broadcom, which... at one time, it was Avago Technology out of Singapore. They merged with Broadcom, which was in the Los Angeles area.
And that symbol always tricks me up. AVGO, that's where their original name. That's where they get the AV part.
Now they're listed as Palo Alto, California, home of the Stanford Cardinals. The Avago Broadcom is now a $500 billion company. It's up $30 per share today, or 2.6. That's one of our largest holdings. It's also a dividend payer, a growth stock dividend payer. Its dividend yield is 1.8%, breaking out to all-time highs today. AMD, once again, is that a new all-time high? Yes, new all-time high today. It's only a quarter of a trillion. It's a baby quarter of a trillion. But it's up another 2.6% today. Lam Research, which makes a lot of this possible with their equipment, their etching, their cleaning systems, their wafer fabrication equipment for the semiconductor industry, a leader in that. There was a lot of consolidation over the years, and it's all kind of there at Lam Research and KLA. Lam is up 2.5% today. That is a new all-time high. It's a now $105 billion in market cap. Cadence Design Systems. These are all pretty much AI chip. And then you got the insurance stocks down at the other end of the spectrum.
Right.
Low-tech. Of course, I like Fastenal, nuts and bolts yesterday. CDNS is up 2.6. So these are just some stocks I'm bringing to your attention, showing you the strength of the move in these tech stocks and the NASDAQ here this past week. And, you know, you can go down the line here. I'm sure a lot of the other, I'm sure Meta, let's just check on Meta, new 52-week high. So it remains, the song remains the same right now as last year. In the market, we had that hellacious rally in December in small caps and in low PE stocks. It's still okay, but you know these growth stocks didn't see the kind of sell off I thought they would see in the first 2 or 3 weeks of January. Now they still could because they're the most expensive stocks out there, but the momentum is still there in those stocks. Okay, well, you know what? I've got a big start on the newsletter. I'll be updating our forecast for this year. Target price, I'll be giving you an important update on this earnings season. There's some new picks in the newsletter this week. There usually is every single week. I'm always busy, active, looking for upgrades, looking for news stories, the next super micro computer, the next Taste, Carol's Restaurant, the Nest, Oscar Health. You know, you gotta dig down. These are way under the radar type stocks, and of course, the best stocks now app.com is kind of my Geiger. You know, if you're trying to find a lost ring in the sand at the beach, you need something to find that. That's the way I kind of look at the app. It helps me. Dig down into a very, very big ocean, 5,500 different stocks in my database, and try to detect those that are showing early movement. I'm seeing a lot of that in the biotech sector.
It's your fish finder.
Yes, the biotech sector is, you know, there's going to be a lot more consolidation this year. There's a couple of different areas that they're looking at, the big drug companies to purchase. So that's probably where I'm seeing the most promising stocks right now on the smaller side. All right, to get 2 free weeks of the newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com. It's as easy as that. And if you would like to set up an appointment with us, 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Charles Schwab. Schwab is a member of SIPC and FINRA.